Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Despite the summer drought of 2012, Kentucky's bees and beekeepers did all right this season. That according to Betsy Stone, treasurer of the Kentucky State Beekeepers Association.
The honey flow this year was probably a record amount. People have had a record amount of honey extracted this year statewide. It's probably been the best in 30 years.
She says in general, the trend is to have a challenging season for bees the year after a drought event like this season's. But she adds that this winter may be one for beekeepers to step up the TLC for their hives.
Diligent beekeepers are going to have food storage for them, and it means that they may have to put more sugar water or the corn syrup out for them.
In addition to supplemental feed store, she says beekeepers need to keep an eye on available water. Stone also notes that this season and recent years have seen continued strength in beekeeping interest.
There is an upward trend, I would say probably nationwide. I know in Kentucky there is a bigger interest statewide. There are more schools than ever. Used to be there were like three schools, say 3 years ago, and then there were four. Now there are six, maybe seven schools statewide.
She says in addition to the growing number of schools themselves, attendance has been strong, one of them drawing over 500 participants. We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
Betsy Stone, treasurer of the Kentucky State Beekeepers Association, says their annual meeting is set for this Saturday at the Henderson County Extension Office. They're expecting a good turnout as members of the growing number of regional beekeeping associations will likely attend.
I believe there's 46, and we have, I know, another association that is going to be petitioning for a charter, so it has grown. I mean, we have added two this year already. That was in the spring.
She says they have a full lineup of educational presentations Saturday.
We will start out the day with a speaker that's coming from Knoxville, Tennessee, Stephanie Tarwater. She's going to talk about the African bee, that's a honeybee. That's a big concern with everyone. How close is it? When can we expect it in Kentucky?
They'll hold their general membership meeting, election of officers, and a full program this Saturday in Henderson. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.